This recording, Guangxi 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sailor Paddy was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her fourth morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a bright yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sailor an officer letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a real fall of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sailor was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inchy goose began to check around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," with Sailor thought was an old choice for a mate. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sailor had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her, finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were no futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sailor was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sailor had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sailor confirmed the rat's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sailor warned that this course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I first began to learn English, it's over 7 years since I began to learn English. When I first studied, I found English is very difficult. First of all, it wasn't easy for me to understand the teacher when she taught. To begin with, she spoke too quickly, and I couldn't understand any word. Later on, I realized that it doesn't matter if you don't understand every word. I was also afraid to speak in class because I thought my classmates may laugh at me. I couldn't make complete sentences either. Then I started to watch English language TV. It helped a lot. I think doing lots of listening practice is one of the secrets of becoming a good language learner. But all this is only a beginning, and I still have a long way to go. I will try my best and work even harder than before. I must speak and listen to English more both in and out of class. I must learn English well so that I can work well in my future. 孔子 孔子论语学而达一，子女学而时习之，不亦乐乎？ 有朋自然放来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政大言。子曰：斯难伐，一言以蔽之，若西吾舍。子有问孝，子曰：君之孝者，是为能言，主于犬马，皆能有言，不敬可以别乎？子曰：视其所以，观其所有，察其所安，人焉守哉？人焉守哉？